Before listing the top five sleepers in standard scoring leagues, allow me to define that term as someone who's likely earmarked for round 9 or later in 12-team drafts. At running back, I have complete faith in Kansas City's Peyton Hillis and Arizona's Ryan Williams bouncing back from disappointing seasons. In Hillis's case, he's fighting to recapture his mojo as a dominant short yardage and goal line back and sneaky good receiver while running in tandem with the dynamic Jamaal Charles. And for Williams, who ruptured a patella tendon last August, he'll make up for lost time by rolling for nearly 900 total yards and 7 touchdowns in his de facto rookie year. At tight end, Detroit's Brandon Pettigrew collected 83 catches, 5 touchdowns, and 9 games of 7-plus targets last season. He also reached the PPR elite threshold of 6 catches, 75 yards, and or 1 touchdown 8 times. Simply put, he's a beast. At receiver, I'm blown away by the lack of respect Nate Washington has gotten this offseason. What's not to love about a wideout who drew 121 targets, caught 74 balls, and rolled for 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns last year? Even if embattled, teammate Kenny Britt is good to go all season. Washington is still a strong number 3 asset in all scoring formats. Last but not least, please don't sleep on Carson Palmer at quarterback. In just 9 starts last year, while playing with virtual strangers, he racked up nearly 2,800 yards passing and 13 touchdowns with Oakland.